1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
This week on Take 5, we're looking at the book of Exodus with Dr. Mark Futato, professor of Old Testament at Reformed Theological Seminary here in Orlando. Mark is not only a scholar and a great teacher, but he has also been a pastor, as so many of our profs have. So he loves the church, he loves the gospel, and he loves the Bible. Mark, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Don.
Let's talk about the message of Exodus and how it connects with the message of Genesis. Say a little more.
Well, in our first segment on Monday, we talked about the title and how the title tied Exodus back to Genesis. And that's significant because the message of the two books are tied together. For example, Genesis is about how God intends to bless the nations.
Okay, and the book of Exodus is?
Well, the book of Exodus is about how God is at work rescuing people so that they can experience this blessing that God intends to bring through their relationship with Him.
Okay, and remind us just a little bit from Genesis, blessing the nations, you know, flesh that out.
Well, two things there, Don. One is Genesis reveals a God who at creation intended to bless.
Mm-hmm.
We see that in Genesis chapter 1. The very first thing God did after He created us in His image was that He blessed us. That is, He empowered us to live an abundant life. So in Genesis, we see God's intention in creation to bless, but we also see His intention to bless in redemption. Because of the fall, we have to have blessing come through redemption. That's the key text in Genesis 12, 1 to 3, where God says to Abraham, He says that He is going to bless Abraham so that through Abraham, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Since God created all the families of the earth, He wants to empower them for abundant life.
Now, tell us a little bit more about this theme of blessing in Exodus then.
Well, in Exodus, God is really teaching us much more about the whole process of redemption, about the whole process of rescuing people out of a life that is the opposite of blessing, where there's bondage rather than empowerment for life.
Yeah. So often as I read Exodus, it's, I have delivered you, and there's always the so that you may do this or be this, right?
That's right. God is rescuing people in Exodus out of bondage so that they can experience an abundant life in His presence.
Or I see chapter 10, so that you may serve me, or in Exodus 19, it's so that you may be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation for my purposes.
That's right. And whether we're looking at kingdom of priests or obedience to God or faith in God, those are all components of the abundant life that ultimately Jesus comes to bring.
Yeah, and as I read it too, it's not just that Israel can be blessed, but that they can be a blessing and be a light to the nations, right? So I've heard people say that there's even a missionary thrust in the book of Exodus because Israel has a purpose.
Yeah, there really is, Don, a missionary thrust through the whole Old Testament, because as we see, God's plan in redemption is to bring about blessing to all of the nations, and every book that moves forward in the Old Testament is bringing us one step closer to God fulfilling that missionary plan in the fullness of time through the work of Jesus.
So when we put these two books together, Genesis and Exodus, you got Genesis and the theme of creation, Exodus the theme of redemption, you have this composite picture of God as creator, redeemer, don't you?
That's right. And we're seeing the Bible not telling us everything all at once, but slowly unfolding God's plan throughout the development of the Old Testament books.
Mark, thank you for opening up the book of Exodus to us today. Join us tomorrow as we talk about how the message of Exodus connects with Jesus, and we talk about memorizing the book of Exodus as we develop a mind for truth and a heart for God.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helps you develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. If you'd like to listen again to today's program, go to rts.com. www.ucla.edu/Orlando.